daf kufnun beis amad alef. The second shura. Bayoim sheyazu shemrei habayis. This is by Emerson, is a hemshech to the psukim before, that the posuk says that zecheres b'recha b'mei b'churei secha ad she ashelo yavoyu yemei haro elu yemei hazikne. So the psukim further are explaining the rois that are found b'mei hazikna. Bayoim sheyazu shemrei habayis. Sheyazu shemrei habayis v'hisavsu. So the Gemara explains. Bayoim sheyazu, they'll tremble. Shemrei habayis elu haksolim v'hatzlois. Aksolim, that's the flanking of the person, but slois, and the slois are the ribs, shehem, the flanking and the ribs, shemrim b'nei hama'ayin, v'chiyusoy shel odom, that's the lungs and the heart, mistam, are protected by the ribs, v'soygrim ba'adom, and they protect them. So when the person gets old, these are yazu, they tremble. Bisavsu anshe achayil elu shekayim. The koyach of the person is, it becomes nisavis elu shekayim. So Rashi says shekoychay shel adam nismach alayim. The koyach of the person is dependent on the shoyk. Lebigvus asus yechpots loyveshoyke hayish yirtze vaystoyis. That's equivalent to the gvura sasus. That's his whole, the whole koyach is in the shoyk. So that will become, that becomes bottle bimei hazikne. U bottle atoychanois elu shinayim. The shinayim which grind the food, they become bottle. V'choshchu ha'royis ba'arubayis eilu einayim. Omar lo'i keisel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. My time lo'i osis le'bei avido. Why didn't we see you? Why didn't you come to the bei avido? What's this bei avido? Mokoim ha'osi l'sfakeyach shom. Tzedoikim u'baytusim im Yisrael. Deinyakim v'girses minim im Yisrael. V'mikrois. There used to be a place, Mevek Tzachoysteinen, and it seems Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanani used to come, and he stopped coming. My time eloi osis lebei avidon. Om aloi, tu telek. So Rashi says, hohor nase shelek. The top of the mountain now is full of snow. Kloima roishi lova. Sachruni glidim. So Rashi says, "Svi voice of shelho around the mountains, mole kerach is full of frost. Kloimas svomai uskenai ilbinu. I have gray hairs. I have a gray beard, a gray mustache. Kalbuhi loinavchim." So Poshep Shat is the klovim don't bark anymore. So Rashi says, Kalbui loy navchin koili einay nishma. I won't be heard sai vasai. Tachnui loy toichanin. And the shinayim aren't toichan anymore. I wouldn't be an asset there, Saivasai. Beirav Omri ad loy avidna bochishne. The yeshiva of Rav, they said on the Zokin, ad loy avidna. Even though I didn't lose anything, bochishne, I'm searching for it. So Rashi says, Pshat, achar masha loy ovad mimeni ani mefashvash. Something that I didn't lose, I'm searching. What does that mean? Meiroiv zikna ani heilech shachoyach umenaneya. I walk bent down and I'm shaking. V'nire kemi shemevakesh dinner Hanevadloy. It looks like I'm searching for something. The Yosef says pshat that mitzad heder ha-hargoshe ve'avdoin ha-zikorin. He says mevakesh zokon acher dover sheloy nevad mimenu. The Zokin can remember we put it away, and he's not Malgish, he could have something in his pocket and he'll be looking for it. Because the Helgish and the Zikoran are Lokoi. So that's Pshat, Ad the Loya Vidna. I didn't lose anything, Bachisht, I'm looking for it, it's in front of me, I'm not Malgish that it's there, I'm not Malgish that I put it there, and I'm looking for it. That's from the Cheschoines of a Zokin. The Ben Yayodo says Pshat. No, the Lakuti Basa Lakuti says as follows. Al Zokin, I forgot a lot. And even that which I didn't forget, I have to be mechapis or olav till I remind myself. So Mameo, that's what said, Ad loya vidna, fill of the things I didn't lose. I lost a lot, bochishne. I have to search for them, I have to find them to remind myself what I can still remember. So Memela, so in other words, he tied that he wasn't an asset to come to this base avat. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Bar Kisma Oimer, Tovo Trei Mitlas. It is better, two are better than three. What is this? Tarti Tove Mitlas of Trashi Toivin Bezer Aglayim Sheyemei Bachos Migimur Shal Zikne. That now you have to walk with three supports, Shesorich Mishenes Imraglov, but two are better than three. Vailo lechodo da Oslo veloyasye. Why is for this one that leaves and will never come back? Mayi Omar Rav Chisda Yankusa. These are the younger years. When they leave a person, they'll never come back. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar Yankuso Klilo de Varde. The young years, that's a crown of roses. Savuso Zikne Klilo de Chilfi. That's a crown of thorns. There's no beauty in it. There's no Shtechtye de Reina. But just like a rose does not last too long, is Memele, is the Yemeha Yankus also don't last too long. Zogt Rashi, Vailo, Chavalo Leik, Loima, Yesh Loi Lehis Oinein, Velitzoik, Vai, Ahileches, Veino Chayzeres. Klilo de Vardo, Nezel Shalveret. Zogt Gemore Vaita, Tone Mishmei de Rabbi Meir, Doik Bekichi, Vetishkach Benigri. Kichi is, the Oruch says, Kichi are the teeth that grind the food. These are the larger teeth, the molars, that grind the food. So he told them, Doik bekichi, one should grind his food with his molars. That means they should be chewed, the food should be chewed well. Vetishkach benigri. And you'll be able to see the difference in your steps. That means if food is digested properly, so memele, then the rest of the body derives benefit from it. If a person chaps his food and eats it quickly, so he doesn't digest properly, so memele, so he doesn't derive the full benefit from the food. Shenemar v'nizba lechem v'niya toivim v'lo loyreinu. So it could be the sviya of lechem is when a person eats something quickly, he never gets zat. V'nizba lechem means when he eats it slowly, then you'll be soveya from the lechem, and then v'niya toivim, then you'll see the type. Zogt Rashi, Doik bekichi v'tishkach benigri, echel harbe. But I think echel harbe, does that mean to eat a lot? It means you should chew a lot. the timtza achila b'psiyei secho, and what the achila accomplished, you'll be able to feel it in your steps. Shiyechaze keichacha. Doik, what's doik? K'moi ochlo umatko. Matko, Rashi says, in the Neil, madiko sheichekes hodeik. So that means it's very good tune up, loshin kaises. So that's what he told him. He told him he should chew his food properly. Zokte Gemara weiter. Amalei Shmuel Rab Yehuda, shinini shorei sakech, open up the sack. This is going on the mouth. Va'ayel lachmoch, and you should fill it up with lechem. Ad aboim shnin meichlo mali, till 40 years meichlo mali. Mikan ve'elech mishti mali. So Pasha that's speaking in the Yoni Gashmi is that the first 40 years it is preferable to eat more than to drink. That's the main sustenance of the person. After 40 years, mishta mali. The Ben Yoyodo says pshat that meichle lechem is going on lachma shel teire, which is the girse. That means the first 40 years, ben aboim lebine. So till 40 years, one should be oisik begirse, techazer ein, the shakla vetarye. And after 40 years, that's the yeno, that mishti is yeno shel teire, that's the svoris, that is the svore, that is the hasbore of teire. That is after 40 years. The Goyim says pshat, the Mishnah Novice, mein kemach, ein teire, mein teire, ein kemach, teire is the girse, the yedis, in kemach is the how one grinds it and takes it apart and analyzes it. The svoris and the havone. So memele, so he's telling us that at kufa, till 40 years, l'chul achmu b'lachmi, the lechem shel teire. And afterwards it should be the seide, the svoris of teire. Or others say it's going on Seydis HaTeire, Chochmas HaKabole. But others say that the Darke Chayim, the Varshev Rov, brings that someone asked him why he doesn't learn Seydis HaTeire, why he only learns Nigle. So he told them he learns Seyd also. He told over a vote from the Goyin. The Goyin says that there are three Chalokim in Teire. Is Teire Shebiksav, Teire Shebalpe, and Sisrei Teire. These are three Chalokim in Teire. And each Chalik has four Chalokim Pardes, Pshat, Remes, Drush, Soit. So comes out the Teire Bishleimusa is 12 Chalokim. The Goyin said that Pshat Kizeh, which is Gematri Yudbei, is Kol Ha'odom. The person mastered these 12 Chalokim, that Zeh Kol Ha'odom. Falkaponimi explains, so what is the pardes of Teire Shebalpe? So he writes, that's the Ktsois and the Nesivis and the Tumim and Rabbi Keveger. That's the Seidus HaTeire of Teire Shebalpe. The Svoris, which one is not Masig right away, that's the Seidus HaTeire. So he says, ich lern Seidus HaTeire. Alkaponim, so it could be these two Pshotim are the same. The Yeno, which is going on the Svoris of Teire. And Yena, which is Nichnes Yain, Yetzei Seid, which is going on the Seidish Shel Teire, both are Emes. That he says, this man of Atzloch in this Limud is after 40 years. Om Aloi Ahu Guzo. Now this Guzo was L'chayra Tzedoki, or Amin, and he was a Soris. Rashi says, Guzo, Soris, Utsdoiki Hoya. So, Amalei Hu Guzo, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchem, Mehoche Lekachine Kamahavi. From here, so Rashi learns Pshat, Mehoche Lekachine Kamahavi, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchem, we learned before he was a Yishzokin, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchem. So, but Al Kaponim, he was bald. So, yes, the Meholcha Lekachine Kamahave. Kamah Mahalech Yesh Mikan Ada Kireyach. Laknitay al kolchosay niskaven. How large is the distance? So he answered him, Amalekim mihoche legezine, legeznaya, the same distance it is from here to the Soris. The Moshe Mikana, the Soris. The Ben Yoda wants to say pshat, we had a pilpul in Taisus before, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha was the son of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Netam says he wasn't the son, but others learn pshat, he was the son of Rabbi Kiva. Ben Zayim called Rabbi Kiva a Kireyach, all the Chachmei Yisrael were Keklipas Hashum Chutz Mikireyach Hazeh, which is going to Rabbi Kiva. So he wants to say that Kolch is Rabbi Kiva. So he asked him, he said, he told him, you're the son of Rabbi Kiva. Between you and Rabbi Kiva, how big is the difference between you and your father? So he told him, he says, my father is so much bigger than me, like I'm bigger than you. So then he got very insulted already. So Memele, and then thought that he's bigger than him. So Memele, so that's why weiter, the conversation was not complimentary. So he told him weiter, Omalei, he told him, Omalei Tzedoki, so the Tzedoki told him as follows, Barcha Karcha Barbo. If you have a rochel, a sheep has wool, so then you pay good money for it. But a balcha, kalcha, a bull, a goat doesn't have too much wool to offer. So barbo, it's only worth talit zuzim. Amalei ikra shlifa bitmanya. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi, That a seh that's nistaris is memela, it's very fat, and thus, so memela, it's worth shmoine. Chazye de loisayim misane. He noticed this tzedoki that Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha was not wearing his shoes. The Marsha says it was either Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. Omalei, so he told them like this. Dalsus, a person who rides on a sus, melech. No, that's a melech rides on a sus, a melech. Dal chamoir ben chayren. Ben chayren rides on a chamoir. Ode menali berigloi barin. A person who wears shoes is a mensch. Kaponim. But the loya, the loya, nish does, nish kein sus, nish kein chamoir, nish kein shechoichet. So a mace that's buried in the earth, he's better than them. As some as an ish kamench. Amalei guza guza, sorry, tlas amretli. You told me three things, tlas shamat. You'll hear three things from me. Hadras ponim zoke. The hadras ponim of a person is the zoke. Simchas leiv isha. Nachlas Hashem bonim, baruch hamokim shemenoacham ikulam. But you don't have all of these three things. Omalei, so now I get very angry. Karcha mitzuyenes, omalei ikro shlifa toichacha. Zogt Rashi. So Rashi says pshan, Chazye tzedoki Rabbi Yeshua delay sayim misani wasn't wearing his shoes. Karcha mitzuyona, ata akireyach bimrivat abosi modi bitmiye. Run a chapel with me. Omalei Rabbi Yeshua ikra shlifa teichacha ata soris lachniteini usvakeyachimi bos. It's very interesting, the Rabbeinu Chananel, it seems each one that's a chayzke zigol the other one. The Rabbeinu Chananel says differently. Karcho merive secharcher, kedrsiv hen lariv u metzach, Heishivu, that meant he told you want to chat with me. Heishivu Rabbi Yeshua, Tayish Notuk Teichecha, Einam Divrei Riv, Ela Divrei Teichoch. I don't want to chat with you, you're taking it in the wrong light. I'm Merchiach you. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omalei Rebbe le Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafte, מבני מעלו הקפלנו פונך ברגל כדרך שהקבילו אבוי סי לאבוי סכו. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, why won't we zoiche to be mekabel yoponim ברגל? So Rashi learns it was בדרך הניבס. And Emerson Rebbe was the Nasi. And really the question was, why weren't you Oila to be Mekabel Ponim? Beregel, in the Medrash it says, B'chol Chodesh, B'chodesh he used to come. He stopped coming. But he did not put it in that light that you didn't come to be Mekabel Ponim. Like Balta Ponai, really the Kasha was you weren't Mekabel Ponai. B'derech Hanove Kom Alei. He told them, B'derech Hanove. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that just like there is a inyan of a ayin hara, that an ayin could be mazik, there's an inyan also of a toiv ayin. To be mistakel in the ponim of a toiv ayin, that's a broche take. One can be zeiche to a shefa a broche. So Mamedi wants to say that Rebbe Take Tainid, that Lehikpalnu Ponecho Beregel. I feel it's missing, Take, that one Zeiche to be Mekabel your ponim. Omalei Sloim Nasu Gevoyim. Zogt Rashi, Sloim Nasu Gevoyim, Ktanim, small stones, got taller. Shezakanti, that means to go over. If the floor is not level anymore, you have to walk over a stone. It's harder to walk over them. Kroivim nasu rechoikim. Kroivim rachim, kroivim nidmem li kerechoikim. That's close, now it looks far away. Mishtayim nasu sholesh. They used to have two reglayim, now you have three, have a stecken. Meisim sholoim, sholem bebayis botl. So Rashi, meisim sholem bebayis, eiver tashmish. So that's when someone says that, like this, he was able to leave the bayis and to go to be mekabel ponim, and there was an oifen how to be mefayis ishtoi. But now that oifen also became botl. His memele is, that's why he had to stay home. Lishnachrine, Kroivim nasu rechoikim, meiroiv chalshul shal odom, kshem maskin, tzorech laharchik raglov zumizu. Like this, he can balance himself holding both feet together. But like this, when he gets old, kroivim nasu rechoikim, he has to spread his feet apart in order to balance himself. Let us see Rav Nissen Goyim. Nissen Goyim brings a different pshat. Now, so steht mir ein bisschen in Medrash. Om alei sloim nasi gevoyim, kemoi shenema achakach, vafilu gavshushis ktane doime olav kehori horim. That means a small mound is you feel like you're mountain climbing already until you can get over that mound. V'shar ha'inyin pirshu b'mitzes ha'gode, v'kach omru, rechoikim nasu kroivim, ilein inayo. The vision, da haven chamin merochik, in the younger years I was able to see far away. Af mikorev lesnen chomim, rechoikim, that what was able to see far away, afil mikorev I can't see anymore, lesnen chomim. Kroivim nasu rechoikim, ilein udnaye, da vishomin bechad zman kadu, that I was able to, you told me something once, I was able to hear it. Now, avimeya zimnim lesnu shomin. Now, if you tell me 100 times, I still can't hear. Others say pshat that sloim nasa, the on of Yosef says pshat. Sloim ktanim nasu gevoyim, kreivim nasu rechoykim. So he wanted to tell him that the reason you want I should be oyle regel, but mefalpel given dan in learning. So he says that the kushyes, the schwerigkeiten in teure animshel lesloim. By Rabbi Kiva it says, oiker horem um afoitzetz sloim. So memele, that's going on the, that's what he used to, the schwerigkeiten. So he says that's going on that, that sloim, the small kashes, nasu gevoim. Now already I don't know how to emphasize the small kashes. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'sugru d'losayim bashuk. Eilu, so there's d'losayis. There are d'losayis that a person has openings. Eilu nikovav shel odom. So they become closed. What is pshat? That a person that has zokin, we'll see soon, this his food does not become digested, so memele becomes constipated. That's v'sugru d'losayim bashuk. Eilu nikovav shel odom. V'shval koel atachno, v'shvil kul kibon, she'enoi toichen. That the chelik in the body that digests the food, it's not toichen anymore, doesn't grind it anymore, so it doesn't become digested. V'yokoim l'koel atzipur. And now he wakes up, l'koel atzipur. Sha'afilu tzipur minarosoi mishinosoi. Masha says there's other people that take birds and they sing that they lull them to sleep. By a zokin, not only doesn't it lull them to sleep, he hears the koel tzipur, the koel tzipur, v'yokoim l'koel atzipur. He's only there an alarm clock, a koel tzipur wakes him up and he can't fall back asleep again. The Yishachu Kol Benoi Sashir. Shafilu Kol Shorim Vishoris Doimes Olov Kishucha. Shucha Dachsach Mir is a boyer. It seems he's not in the spoil from the music. Kol Kol Shel Shir Havien Lon Shucha. It doesn't elevate him. It doesn't help him anyway. Vaf Barzilai Hagilodi Omar LeDavid Ben Shmoinim Shana Anoichi Hayoyim Ha'eda Ben Toiv L'Ra. Can I differentiate between Toiv L'Ra? Mikan Shedeyoison Shel Skenois Mishtanis Im Yivte Im Yitam Avdecho Is Asher Oichel Veis Asher Eshte. Mikan shesifsoiseyem shel skeinim misraftois. That he is not bekoyach to be toyim. So the Ben Hananel says pshat, next to the last line, he says, sifsoiseyem shel skeinim misraftois, perish misraftois, mishtarvavois, hu misroifefois, enom misametzes lisosem hape bachazoke. The lips get loose, and it can't hold back some of the things which are in the mouth. Rashi says, "Chveisus klo haRashi lens pshat shadatun shel skeinim mishtanois tochsiv aida bein toiv l'ra bezikne merube kama misraftois misbakois they split kama imanul hamerufet." Zok the Gemara weiter. Im eshma oid bekel shorim v'shoris mikan shes neyim shes kainim miskabdeis. They don't hear well. Omar Rav, so memele, he said all these things are occurring with him, and he's 80 years old. Omar Rav barzilai hagilodei shikrav. He was a shakran. Die Amse da have bei Rebbe Bastischen Vetaltenschnin. There was an Omer that was 92 years old, by the Thomas Kidre, whenever he had to taste something. So they asked her, she was the Maven Antime. And he's tining im Yitan Avdecho as Asher Oichel ves Asher Esther, that the sense of taste I don't have anymore. So, and he was toilet because he's 80 years old. Weistois, when one gets to that age, he gets into this matzah. And that's how he explained it, Barzilai. So, Zuktarav, he's a shakran. Because, Boraray, Amsadave Bei Rebbe was 12 years older than him. The Mephoshim explained that, Bimei Barzilai Gilodi, people lived longer also. So, Memele, Vavastoma Kidre. Rav Omar Barzilai HaGilodi Shotef Bezimahar. No, Eret Kizok Demis. He taka wasn't Margish. V'chol HaShotef Bezime Zikne Kefetz Esolov. Zok Rashi, Miskabdois K'may V'oznov Hachbein Shotef K'may Sus Shotef B'lmolchome. Lot achar hadovor veroidev. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tone Rabbi Yishmael be Rabbi Yossi Yoyma. Talmidei chachomim kol zman shemaskinim chochmo nitoisefes behem. Shenemar bi yishishim chochme. Bo oirech yomim tvune. Marich Hashemu will bring with it tvune. Amei ha'oretz kol zman shemaskinim tipshus nitoisefes behem. Shenemar meisir sofe l'nemonim. Chayre nemonim, others say pshad is a lotion of speakers, a noyam. Meisir sofe l'nemonim, the rai fos v'tam zekeinim yikoch. So we see, so there's a psastire. Dovaistois, tamzakeinim yikoch. The zikna brings about that it's taken away from them. They don't have anything. And doshteit bishishim choch. Zokt Rashi. Tamzakeinim yikoch. Val kochoch midekoshu kro yadodi. So it's a stire. Is chad metukim bechachomim vechad bezikna yashuk. The Maral explains that the person has in himself chumriyas naseichel hanivdal. He says, when Talmud Chochem is young, vinish tvi, the chumriyas, the chomer, is loichem with the koyach haseichel. So memele, so that can shter the koyach haseichel. When a Talmud Chochem gets old, so memele chokhma nitoisefes ben, because the menagid, the chumriyis that exists in the Talmud Chochem becomes more cholosh. So memele, so the koyach haseichel is misgaba. By ama oretz, there's no seichel hanivdol. This whole seichel is in chayma. So memele, so kolz man shemaskinim, so the koyches leave him. So tivshis nitaisus bem, so whatever seichel he had leaves him also, so memele tivshis nitaisefis bem. Gam mi govoya yiro, from a high place, they're afraid. Shafilu gavshushis ktano, a small mound in the earth, doima olav kehore horim. It seems like you're mountain climbing, to walk up a little Mergele is like is a whole unternehmung, a whole undertaking. V'chaschatim baderech. V'sho shemahalech baderech. When he's walking in the derech, he's no confidence. V'chaschatim baderech, v'sho shemahalech baderech, nasu liboy toyim toyim. So he's full of fear. Pchodem, Rashi says. Bigavoya yiro, yirei mei mazkeini migavshushish shebedrochim. The small mounds in the drochim they're afraid of. Oimrim gavoyim heim. This is a difficult trip to take, to go over these gavshushis. Sagt die Gemara weiter. V'yoneitz ha-shoket. Zu klibayses. What is this klibayses? V'yoneitz ha-shoket. Ilon shel shkeidim yotzitz v'yiboltim nitzim shaloi. So klibayses etzim shel hanke shayarech takua boy boilet v'yotze. It sticks out. So it's like it's sprouting. Meiroiv tashus koichoi. V'yistabel hechogov. Eilu agovois. So Rashi says, V'yistabel hechogov. Doime olov. The agvois to carry along with him. Kisavol masa kovet. Like he's carrying along with him a difficult masa. V'sofer ha'aviyoina. And it'll become bottle, the aviyoina, Sarashi says, the bottle ha'taive chemdas tashmish. That also becomes bottle. Zu chemda. Rav Kahane ave posik sidre kami de Rav. He was saying over this psukim, the side of this psukim before Rav. Ki moto lahaikro. When he came to this posik of the sofer aviyoine, nogid ve'esnach, so he gave a krechts. Omar, so Rav Kahane said, shmamino botolei chemdei derav. That the chemde became bottled by Rav. Omar Rav Kahane, mai dersiv ki hu omar vayehi zu isha. Utsiva vayamoid elu bonim. Marsha says pshat in this gemara that there are two timim for the mitzvah soine. There's one time that the Rabbi Yishol made that the teva ha'isha vel isheich teshukaseich. So one time is l'male tshukoso. The second time is als mitzvahs piyah v'rivya. So the Marsha says that's pshat ki omar v'yei, the Rebbein Shalom made that an isha should have a tshuke. And that's why that's one time of the mitzvah soine. Utsiva v'yamoy that there should be piyah v'rivya, elu bonim. Tane. Isha chemas mole tzoya. Upiya mole dam. Vahakel rotzim achreho. So das gufe, be'etzemes is the whole taiva se isha is kineged aseichel. No, the Rebbeinu Shloilom wanted that this should be niskayim. Is kiwama ve'yei yutziva ve'yamoid. Is memele, so even though it is a Pu'ula that is keneged aseichel, aba akel rotzin achel. Zogt Rashi. Nogad ve'isnech rav. Chemdei tavosoi. Zu isha, im loy api gzeires amelech. If there wouldn't have been a gzeires amelech, loy hoise ru'uya lisavislo. She kechemes meleom mius. That is a gzeires amelech va'akel rotzin achel. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Ki hoylech ha'odom el beis oylomoy. Omar Rab Yitzchak. Shekol tzadik v'tzadik noisni loy moder lefi kvoidoy. Moshe lemelech shenichnasu v'avodov leir. Shehen nichnosim kulom b'shar echad nichnosim. Shein that they all enter the same mokim. Shein lonim kolechet ve'echad noisni loim moder lefi kvoidoi. So memele that so that's why it doesn't say let us see Rashi. So Rashi says moder lefi kvoidoi midalek siv el beis ha'olam. It says ki oylech ha'odam el beis oylamoi. That each one has his own oilam. Shema mino kol echad ve'echad lebeis amuchan loy. So moshul b'shar echad afakam hakel meisim be'inyan echad. That's Pashat Pshat. Kol Meisim Binyanecha. The Marsha says Pshat, Kulam Nichnosim Kulam Bishar Echad is going in Gan Eden Gufe. All of them reach Gan Eden, Abal Kaponim in Gan Eden Gufe, each one has his own mother, Lafi Kvoidai. The Pasuk says right afterwards, Ki Hoylecha Adam Obeis Eilomai, then it says, V'savavu Hasoiftim Bashuk. So the Baal Yalkut Gershuni explains what is the smiches of Ki Hoylecha Adam Obeis Eilomai V'savavu Hasoiftim Bashuk. So he says, Be'emison, we find Astire in two Maimori Chazal. There's one Maimer Chazal, Chochem Shemeis, Mimevi Lonut Murosav. There's a Gebaldike Hefsit. A Chochem cannot be replaced. That's one Maimer Chazal. Then there's another Maimer Chazal, Zorach HaShemesh, Yuvoh HaShemesh, Ad Shalai Shoke, Shimshoi von Dos, Zorach Shimshoi von Der. So weiss doch ois that the Tzadikim are replaceable. Der geht weg, hat man an andere. So he says as follows, Be'emison, each doer des tzadik, there's a bechine but each tzadik has his own tchunis, his own milas that the other tzaddik doesn't have, his own dvorim that he's mitzvayin. Like he gives a marshal, there were the three of us, Avrom, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Al kaponim, Avrom was mitzvayin in midas hachesed, Yitzchak in midas hagvura. Each one in midas avoyde, Yaakov in teire. Al kaponim, each one had its own itztayonus, his memele. So that's the hemshech of the pasuk. The hemshech of the pasuk is ki hoylecha adam al beis oylamoi. Each tzaddik has his own oylam, even though they're all tzaddikim. Shekol tzaddik v'tzaddik noisen loy model lefi kvoidoi. That means that what one tzaddik was zeichet to, another tzaddik doesn't have, because each one is mitztayim v'dover acha. So memele. So this is tayonus. This is me, maybe lanu t'murosai. So that's the hemshech haposik. If it's oilam moi, is v'savavu asoiv din bashuk. So me'mele, there's something about to be masbid, because this is a hefsid she'ain loy t'mura. Va'oba Rav Yitzchok, ma'i d'chsiv, ki ha'yaldus v'ashachas hevel. So the Gemara darshins dvorim she'odam oisei b'yaldusoi mashchirim ponov la'eis ziknosoi. So Rashi says pshat she'odam oisei b'yaldusoi roiv tashmish mashchirim ponov matish koichai. Ba'omar Rab Yitzchok koshe rimo le'meis kemachat be'bosar hachai. That it is difficult for the meis, the rime, that is oichel, the psara meis, kemachat bebosar achai. Shenema ach psoroi olov yichav. There's a ke'ei. Omar avchizde nafshoi shel odom misabeles olov kol shive. The nefesh is misabel kol shive on the guf. Shenema v'nafshoi olov te'ovel. So it says, Aloshna Velas, Ursi Vayas Loviv, Evil Shivas Yomim. So we make a Xeris Shove that the Teyovel is like Evil Shivas Yomim, the Velas of the Nefesh over the Guf. Omar Rav Yehuda, Meis She'ein Loi Menachmen. A Meis that does not have Menachmen. There's no Avelim to be Menachem. Hilchin Yud B'nei Odom. The Yoishvim Bim Kaimai. So 10 people sit Shiva. There's no Kraivim that are sitting Shiva, so 10 people sit Shiva. In Shulchan Aruch it is brought down that is not our minig today. Our minig is that 10 people come B'mokim shemeis, and they daven the three tefillahs. But to stay there the whole time, that's two and minish. That's not a minig. I know him came. Ha'ud shochiv b'shvivusei de Rav Yehuda. There was a person that was nifte b'shvivusei de Rav Yehuda. So trashish, ein le menachmim, ein le aveilim shitzrichim le nachmim. V'imkoimoi b'mokim shemeisham. Loi hoyu loi menachmim. He didn't have any menachmim. Is kol yoyme havedava Rav Yehuda b'yasore v'yosvi b'duchte. Kol yoyme zayin yimei aveilis. L'achashi v'yomim is chazilei b'chilmei b'Rav Yehuda. So this person came to Rav Yehuda in the Cholom. V'omalei tanuach daitcho shehinachto ezdati. That fakert. So he came to be makir to Omar Rav Abba, kol sha'oimrim bifnei hameis, whatever is said bifnei hameis, yoideya, the mace knows about it, ad sheyisosim ha'goylu. He says, still stimus ha'goylu, whatever is said bifnei hameis, the mace is aware of it. We'll see in Rashi, because Rashi, there's a tzad chiyus that is still left over in the mace after the ptire. You see, derived from the psukim, that he's able to be masik vos mezot veganem. Ache yisosem agoyl. Pligi bo rabchiye verab shimin berebi. Chad omar ache yisosem agoyl. Chad omar ache yisakol abosa. That till when is the mace aware of what is being said, either bestimus agoilu, chadom arache is akal abosel, till the bosel becomes nesakal. Man de oma arache is akal abosel, dechsiv ach besorei olav yicha, venavshei olav tiyove. So vaistois, till the boso doesn't become this akel, there's still a nefesh there. And because of this nefesh, she's able to be mavchin and to understand the yedeya, he knows what they're speaking about. That is still ikal aboso. Man di yomach yisosam agoylu, d'chsi v'yoshuv ha'ofer al ha'oretz k'shahoya. Ha'ofer is going on the goof. The goof will return back to the oretz. And then the ruach toshev Elokim asher nisono, and the ruach goes back. So it seems as soon as the guf gets in contact with the yofar, so the ruach goes away. If the ruach goes away, so he's unable to be aware of what they're speaking about. Zogt Rashi, the navsha goylo hu kisui shenoisnim al aroine. This is the covering of the yorim. The navshe olav tiyovel calls man she yesh loy boso yesh loy lenefesh tzadchius lahovin. So there is a tzadchius. There's such a chius still around lahovin. You can understand what they're speaking. The yoshuv haofo gufoi kori ofo umishe shov el haoretz shehoyo miyad v'ruach toshu. She'ein boy ruach oy. There's no ruach anymore. Let us see Taisus. Ad sheyisosim agoylu. V'chol mokei meforish Rashi. The goylu hu kisui aroinei shel meis. The goylu is the covering of the yoram. V'doifik dav shenosun mitzidoi. That's, it seems, that's the sides of the yoram. Nikra doifek al shem shahameis doifek shom. Kemoi chatiche gufet hevi simen I da davke I da atme. The perik elemetzius, I think it is from the thing for the lungs or from the yerech, about kaponim. The perik elemetzius, nikra doifek, vishanishima doifekes, that's the lungs. Al koponim, so doifik is a loshen, the goof bangs on it, that's the side. And the goylul is the kisa yaor. Be'ein nir la Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik an Rashi. V'da omar bebroch is peirik mishe meisoy. Medalgim hoyinu al gabi aroinis likras malchei umesoylo. But they were medalig over aroinis al skvoid malochim to Taninian to see the covet of malchei umesoylam. Then you'll realize what the covet will be lost in love. Aba al koponim, so they were medalig over aroinis. The e orin, I know, in the teams there's only an Issa darabonon. Some kahanim and suddenly in Israel there are bonon, so memele, so they were allowed to do. The orin, haynu geilu v'doifek. If according to Rashi, the orin itself is the geilu v'doifek. Is haych hoyu medal genolo? How were they permitted to jump over the geilu v'doifek? While the geilu v'doifek metamim ba'oyu. The geilu v'doifek is metamim ba'oyu. Kedama bechulam bepeik oyu v'aroite. Goylo v'doifik metame b'maga u'ba'oyo. So memele, if they're jumping over the oren, so they're mile over the oren. So if they're mile over the oren, so memele, so they should be mekabel tumis, goylo v'doifik. Eini metame b'masa. Bo'oy dom ha-be'erivin, kol dovo sheyesh b'iru achayim, Ein ois in oisoi, loi goilo, le kever, loi doifin le suke. Something that has a ruach haim, an animal, one should not make a goilo le kever. Loi lechi le movoi. The e ke peire shakuntaris, if pshat is the way Rashi says, v'chi derech lasis kisui orin mi bali chayim, et tongas aloche, one should not make a goilo from a bal chayim. Who would make, who would do such a thing? Yeah. Boy, the Beperik Behema Mekashe, Marbinon, the Marbe, the Goylo, the Doifik, the Metame, Medersiv, Al Pnei Hasode. So Pnei Hasode is Marbe, Goylo, the Doifik. Well, the Perish Akuntris, if it's the Kisa Yorin and the Tfonis Orin, who Munach Bekarke, Behema Orin, it's not Al Pnei Hasode, Lea Pnei Hasode. Boy, this nan be meseches a holis be perig beis, doifig doifkim toil. Wie ke perish akuntres, vichidach lo nir schnee kroshe mi min ha meis, a doifig to support a doifig. So memele, so Toisvis does not like Rashi's pshat. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam, de goylo hainu even gidoylo. Sha'al aroinai shameish, that's over the yoren, shekeire matzeva, that is the matzeva, the bed, the goylulin oisa sham akroivim lesimin, and that is a simin, the loshin goylul naifu be'evin, can receive a goylul as a evin. So the evin that is put for a matzeva, keneged the oirech hameis, that's the goylul. The goylul evan eilof toshuv. The doifik em shtei avonim. These are two avonim. Shenoisnim achas l'roishoi. Peirish, let's see the bach. Peirish l'roishoi l'raglov shel goylul. That this is put by the top of the top of the goylul and the bottom of the goylul. Let's see him. Upamim shadain ha'evin einu mochenes losum shom. So memele, fine. So that is put on top. Achas the roish evin and achas l'ragli shalom. Upamim shadain ha'evin einu mochenes losum shom. Is neithim shom beheime oishum dover l'simen. Ad sheyim tzuevet. So just you want to have a tzion to know that here is the mokim ha'meis. So the vow you'll tie a beheime there. So that's the din in Oysen. You don't make a balchai for a goyle. Behind the snan be'erivin, the dover sheyesh peruachayim in Oysen. Obahi the medalgin hoyino agabi aloinis. So the mele, now if we learn that the goylul is the matzeve, shloihoya sham loy goylul v'loy daifik. There was no goylul and no daifik. Umach mesameis, and there was only an oren, medalgin a yinu al gabi arenis. Umach mesameis, leha yinu mitamin, kidam a forish osam, als the meis alone, there was no tume, shohoya, b'roiv arenis, halal tefach. Roiv arenis shalahem, halal tefach. There's a halal tefach that is mafsik between the meis and the top of the oren. So there's an oil tefach that's mafsik. This is now called the kevel sosum. So the tume goes out. So memele, so the gemara in broches, there is no goyel of a daifik involved. So memele, there's only an oren. And the oren is chaytzes b'fnei emes. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Omar benami shaper goyel of a daifik ma'apnei hasode, because that's taka alpnei hasode. Oho, de komar doifek doifkim. Pomim sheminiach ha-goylul gabi shtei avonim. It's like this, it seems the goylul was put on top echad miroish vech meraglov shal ha-goylul, like the Bach said before. That is the doifek, amol, it is rest on two doifek. Vo'oid meinichin l'roish ha-goylul void me nichen le reisha geila va ach so seife even acher is salachay or could be is not what the geilo rests on but over, that means on top of the on top of the geilo, not on top, that means when the higher up than over the geilo there's another even, and that's a daifik, maybe that's the daifik daifkim. Leitik shel Rabbi Yeshua de Oma bepeire kame de ksubis me'eim eisei chala ve'ilis mishi yisosem agoylo. So according to Rashi, so it's very good, that's stimus agoylo is to the stimus ha'orim, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, so the ve'ilis is pshat is when they put on the matzeve, so kozman they won't put on the matzeve, there won't be any ve'ilis. B'mokayim she'en goylu mosaychal yeshloime mechia hadri apayu mikivre. It could be in a chanami that when they turn around from the kever, some emele, that then the avela starts. Kidi oma b'moyit koten bahani deloy ozo boso shichve monu, those who will not go, let's say the mace is going into a different shtot, and they have no plans to be malava the mace there. Mechia hadru apayu. So memele, so we could say the same thing by goylo according to the Rabbeinu Tam. If the kozman, they don't put a goylo, so, but when they go away, so the avela starts there. Kozman, they are there, take, so the avela is not chalye. V'yeish doichin raya shel Rabbeinu Tam. The mai, the mai si rai, mid medalgen hayino. Afal pisha goilo metame boil. Yes, the kasha the goilo is metame boil, so me mele. So since the goilo is metame boil, so they should have been mekabel to me from the goilo. Forget about the maize. Mikomokum yechailo yino le dalagil etamel etzmeinu begoilo. Einachanami. The taka were mekabel tume from the goylo, and they were kahanim, and they were mekabel tume. Ay, how could that be? Tosanye kol tume sheina nozer migaleach oleo, ein koyin muzer olof. That means a nozer is muzer not on tumas meis, on itzumay shal meis. That is not allowed to be metame to a meis, but something that has tumas meis, he's allowed to be metame, even though he'll get the same tume. So memele. So if a nozer is not megaleya, so a kohen is not muzerolo. So memele. So there's no problem. So they were taking mekabel tumas goylo, and it's taking metame boyo, but there's no issa. The goylo v'doifik ain't a nozer megaleya chalayu. kedisnan b'meseches noze b'pei kain godol. So memele, so it's no problem. Va'omar Rabbeinu tam, the mishabesh ra'ahi the meseches moches. This klal, that it says in meseches moches, that a koyin is only muzer, and a tumah that a nozer is megaleyach, toshas oruch, the revius dam, a nozer megaleyach olo. The Gemara says that a nozer is not megaleyach al revius dam, kidin nesnan hosom benozer, the koyin muzer, and a koyin is muzer. Dima bereise bishas, aber poich lo mishabishlo, kedash kechinen bekam edukte de mishabishlo. So memele, so the Rabbeinu Tam is not maskim to this teretz, because la halach yeistis, we see yeistis that by revi is dam, a koin is muzer, the nozer is not megaleach. Vahfila havye mitaratz, Ziktarazai, I feel like you'll say it's a pskud, but it's for emphorin. Abarakati, so it's good, so it's good that teretz of medalgim hayinu al gabi arainis. Even though they were medalic over the goylu, the goylu has a tumes atzmi, but they're not muzar on that tume. Abafekta rabbeinu tam amir dike kashe. Abarakati, haich medalgim, how could they be medalig? Haloi machmas hameis oyu metamim. If the goylul is mekabel tome, if the goylul is tome, and the goylul means the kisei yorin, so we have a klal as follows. Kol dover ha mekabel tome, ein echoitzitz bifnei atome. So Memela, what was choitzitz? What was choitzitz keneged the meis? The kisei ha'oren, the goylo. And if the goylo is mekabel tume, so it's not choitzitz. So they should be mekabel tume from the meis. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Hakati ech medalgin, alei machmas ha'meis hayu metamim. They should have been metame machmas the meis. It shouldn't be choitzit since it's mekabuto. Now Tosfos goes back on the raya from the Rabbeinu Tam that the Mokla is a shayla if you're allowed to make a goylo from a balchai, he's going to make a kisi horn from a balchai. Yesh doichem the AFLP she'en regilo islas is kisi horn from a balchai. Kamo dvorim ashkechen deloi shchichi yomayre b'ushas. The Gemara retach nisht. Begin azach that is praktish, if it will ever occur. No lahalo islono adin. The Gemara declared be'etzem, if he could make it a goyl. I know and he'll ever do it. It's a game, a droish v'kabol scha. Kedamrinen beveim amekashe bloasa ichude veitziyosoi vichnisosoi vikiyosoi viyotza meelev mau hidvik shnei rechomim viyotza mizev nichtos lze mau va'ava pishe ze lo yiyah lo ilum abo the Gemara declared what will be va'oid makshinon leperish Rabbeinu Tam iditoni behedye betesefte doyoleis. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Beperik Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Avonim Gdoilois Shason Goilol Lekeva. Hamahil Al Gabi Shteihem Tome. Nitlo Achas Mehem. What if one of these Anovim, what Avonim were taken away? Hamahil Al Gabi Shniye Toyer. Ibnei Sheyesh Letume. Derech sheteitze. Because now there's place for the tumah to go out. So if the goylo is the kisei ha'orein, so we understand the cheshbon that kolzman the kisei ha'orein is mechase the meis. So there's no place for the tumah to go out. So then the goylo has a tumas atzmi. But now that you took away half of the goylo, so memela yesh le tumah derech sheteitze. It's not mechuse half of it is not mechusa, so this half is also not metame tumas goylu. But according to the Rabbeinu Tama in Shemitah Leitzar Asina, this we're speaking about the matzeva. Uma derech sheteitze shayich leperish Rabbeinu Tama. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's pshat in the whole Gemara? Ba'orach perish be'inyan acher be'erech lalach perusha yitochin ma'ashe b'tesefte. That's me, if I'm not mistaken, according to the Rabbeinu Tam says that the tesefte, the mesechta smoches is meshubish. That Tumis Koyin is not totally in what a Nozer is Megaleach, even though a Nozer is not Megaleach, Afal Pikein, a Koyin is Muzer. So that's what Taisus in the note brings down, maybe Taisus in Nozer, that Rab Chaim Koyin asked Akasha to the Rabbeinu Tam. There's another thing that is Tumis Meis, it's not Itzume Shomeis. Cherev Areyu Kecholo. The halacha is if a clean mattress touches or is in the oil ha mace, so it's mekabel tumah like a mace. It's also an avia voisa tumah. So there's tumas mace, but it's not itzumei shel mace. Will a koyin be permitted to be metamet acherav areyu kecholo? So it's tolly. If you learn like the mesechta smoches, so since the nozzle is not megaleya cholo, but it's not itzumei shel mace, it's only tumas mace. So memela, so then a koyin is allowed to be metamet acherav areyu kecholo. But if you learn, like the Rabbeinu Tam, he says it's Meshabeshte, that Tumis Koyin is not totally in what a Nozer is Megaleich, so come out that a Koyin is not allowed to be Metamed to Acher Vareil Kecholo. So Rab Chaim Koyin wrote to Rabbeinu Tam a letter, Eze Bayis Ashetivnu Lui Eze Mokim Menuchosi. It comes out a Koyin can go into a house. If in the house there was a Dover Matches, that a mace was there in the house, and there was a dover matres, there was a makabel tumme from the mace. There's a memele shein rachmon and it's long, so there's no place where for a koyin to live in.